The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
$300 on the line today for Can't Beat Raven. Eleni, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, you know your stuff?
I hope so.
All right, I'll take it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck. $300.
He's already got his head buried in his phone. All right, let's wait for him to leave the room. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Eleni, I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He comes back in, he gets the same questions. Now, whoever gets the most right wins. But ties do go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, number one. Gwyneth Paltrow has said that she was worried about her love scenes with Timothy Chalamet due to their age gap. What Oscar-nominated movie did they just star in?
That's
time. Remember, if you're not sure, just guess. Number two, Zootopia and K-pop Demon Hunters are amongst the nominees for Best Animated Feature at the upcoming Academy Awards. Which Huntrix member has a long purple braid?
K-pop.
Number three, Sinners broke the record for the most Oscar nominations for a single film with 16. Who stars in Sinners in dual roles as twin brothers and is also nominated for an actor in a leading role?
Ben Affleck.
Number four, PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a hologram. What type of animal is Punxsutawney Phil?
A groundhog.
Number five, Amazon's War of the Worlds and Disney's Snow White received the most Razzie nominations with 6 each. Who wrote War of the Worlds?
George Orwell.
Okay.
Orwell.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo.
Close, Glenny. Close, but not, no. Only one.
Okay, not great. Let's see how I do. Maybe they're really hard. Here we go.
Number one, Gwyneth Paltrow said that she was worried about her love scenes with Timothy Chalamet due to their age gap. Mm-hmm. What Oscar-nominated movie did they just star in?
Marty Supreme.
That's right.
Yeah, and I hear he's a guy that's had more nominations than anybody at that age besides Marlon Brando. He hasn't won yet, and I think that it's a tall order for anybody facing it. I haven't seen it yet, but the other people up for this award are really great this year.
Number two, Zootopia and K-pop Demon Hunters are amongst the nominees for Best Animated Feature at the upcoming Academy Awards.
Wow.
Which Huntrix member has a long purple braid?
Rumi.
Rumi is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Sinners broke the record for the most Oscar nominations for a single film ever with 16.
Maybe the most cool film of the year. It was very, very stylistic.
Who stars in Sinners in dual roles as twin brothers was also nominated as actor in a leading role?
Michael B. Jordan. He's also executive producer. Fantastic in that movie. Ryan Coogler should win director of the year. I mean, he's right there.
Number four, PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a hologram. What type of animal is Punxsutawney Phil?
He's groundhog, of course.
Right. And number five, Amazon's War of the Worlds and Disney's Snow White received the most Razzie nominations with 6 each. And if you're not familiar with Razzie nominations, it's like the worst movie of the year.
Yeah.
Who wrote The War of the Worlds?
Orson Welles.
No.
Stephen King's uncle.
No.
Orwin Welles.
It's H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells. Who's the other guy I'm thinking of? You know who I'm thinking of.
You're thinking Orson Welles. Yeah.
But it's a different guy?
Yeah.
With the same name?
Yes, right?
What are they, homies?
Yeah, Orson Welles is an American actor and filmmaker.
Okay.
H.G. Wells is an author.
Oh, well, they're not related.
I don't think so. I think so. Orson Welles is the guy behind Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways, they're both pretty good.
Yeah, they've both been successful. Eleni made the same mistake. All right, so let's see. 4-1 today, Eleni. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 Monday, Anna.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy effect with Synergy Home Care.